from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parsha Vayeshev, the purpose of life. If we look at the beginning of the Parsha, it seems to be a trivial linguistic debate between Rashi and his grandson, Rashbam. On the other hand, Rashbam seems to blow this out of proportion and launches into a whole tirade about the approach of Rashi and how his approach is superior and more in line with the simple meaning of the text. What is the debate and what is its significance? So it says, El Todod Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvaz Veshana. These are the generations, or these are the stories, or these are the children of Yaakov. Yosef was 17 years old, and he was shepherding, and the brothers got jealous, and they sold him down to Egypt, etc. So the question is, what do you mean? These are the generations? There's no generation here. All it is Joseph. The generations of Jacob is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, all the different tribes. Why does it just single out Joseph? And it doesn't even seem like a lineage of Joseph. It doesn't talk about Joseph's children. It talks about the story of Joseph and his multicolored coat and how he was sold down to Egypt. So in what way is this a toldot? And it's not as if we never have the word toldot before. After all, we have toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Uli Yitzchak. We told the toldot of Yitzchak. So Avraham to Yitzchak, and then Yitzchak had children. We told the toldot of Terach, it gives his whole family tree. We told the toldot of Noach. So going back to Noah, all the way through, the toldot are clear. You're supposed to have toldot Esav. Toldot are supposed to be the lineage. It's supposed to be the children. It comes in the word yeled. It comes in the word generations. The word of children, those who come after you. And it's a list of who your children are. So what's going on here? So, you know, Rashi says, well, we want to expand more. I mean, it's not enough to just say that there was Yaakov and he had 12 sons in the end of the report. After all, we're very interested in this story. But Rashbam says, no. Toldot does not mean things that happen. If you look over here, Rashi, he says, what are the toldot? These are the Yishuvayhem, Gugloyhem. These are things that they did and things that happened until they finally established themselves. Ralbag similarly says, this is makarahu, this is what happened. Toldot means the history, like in modern usage, toldot means history. Rashbam says, absolutely not. Rashbam says that nothing could be farther from the truth. You know what it means here? He says as follows. He says, through this story, we learn the lineage of Jacob. Yes, it means lineage. It means children. These are the children of Joseph, of Jacob. What does Joseph have to do with? Well, because Joseph was sold to Egypt, his children are going to be born in Egypt. Because Judas sold him, he goes away from his brother, he's going to have children in Adullam, in a different place. And then all the other brothers will continue to have their children. And it's not until Vayigash that we actually learn who all these children are, when they have the full list. And that's the conclusion. In other words, the sentence here introducing the lineage of Jacob doesn't end until after Parshat Vayeshev, Parshat Vayigash, Miketz, and then Vayigash, where finally in chapter 46, verse 8, finally we have the full lineage of the children and grandchildren of Jacob. Why is this so significant to the Rashbam? What does he really say? So if we ask ourselves a question, what is the point of a lineage? Well, if you look at the early generations before the flood, after the flood, there was no point. The point of one generation is to have another generation. As we approach the Torah, as we begin to approach the era of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the significance of life begins to shift. The significance is, are we going to have a lineage which produces real people? Shemot b'nei Yisrael. Eventually, the story as it's told in, the lineage as it's told in Vayigash doesn't just speak of children, but it's names, the actual people. And it's not just that we are more interested in them, but hopefully that their lives are filled with more meaning than just a biological birth and death. That's what we had before Abraham was born. There was birth, there were children, there was death. You know, the biologists, those who adhere to the ideas of evolution, etc., speak about the idea that the purpose of life, you know, really is to have children, is to procreate. That's what we're here for, like every other species. We're born, we procreate, we die, born, procreate, and we die. What the Rashbam is arguing is that all of life, all the things that happen, the brothers didn't like Joseph, and Joseph was bragging, and Joseph had dreams, and the father didn't know what to do, and he went down to Egypt, and he sold into Egypt, and then he had troubles with the wife of Potiphar, and he was almost seduced, and then he had promotions and demotions, and the brothers came, and all the things that happened. It's really the Untis Ashura, as they say in Yiddish, the bottom line is, so did they have more Jews? Did they have children? And did they have grandchildren? That's the ultimate question. And were those people connected to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, connected to the legacy, the message, the idea and ideals of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And that's the question. These stories, in some ways, he's saying a biological message. He says, I'm not interested in these stories. You know why these stories are important? Because I need to know who the Jews are. I want to know what's the lineage of Jacob. Who are the children of Jacob? On the other hand, perhaps Rashbam is telling us, even through this simple meaning of the text, which he so arduously defends and fights for, through this simple meaning of the text, you know what he tells us? He tells us that you know what life is about? Your brother hit you, and your boss cheated you, and your subordinates rebelled against you, and you had conflicts with this one and that one, and you had good fortune and bad fortune. The market went up and the market went down, and you moved here and you moved there. You know what the bottom line is? You know what the ultimate question is? In the end, was there another generation? Were there children? All of this is details compared to the question, did you continue the line of Jacob, the line, the Toldot Yaakov, the Chul, yes, Toldot means not stories. The story is not important. It's the children that are important. Now, we believe that every life is significant. Every moment, every breath, it doesn't matter whether someone is childless or they're not childless, whether they have potential for children, whether they're past the child-rearing age, every life and every breath we take has significance. But from some other perspective, there is a special significance, a special story, a special lineage, a special family tree to be had when the result of your life is a child, grandchild. Also influences. Rabbis say if you can raise the child of another person, another individual, you raise someone else's child. It's as if you gave birth to them. The influences we have that take us to the next generation and transmit these values, That's the Toldot Yaakov. That's the story. The real story here is how despite all the things that went on and all the hatreds and jealousies and sellings and slavery and suffering and trials and travails, in the end, they had Jewish children who continued the line of the Jewish people. Sometimes we have difficult days. Sometimes we have difficult years. Sometimes life is difficult. And we say to ourselves, you know, when will it end and what's the point of it all? And the question is, are we perpetuating the story of Jacob, the lineage of Jacob? How are we doing in bringing forth the next generation and setting an example for others, other people's children, of how to live, how to be, and how to continue the line of Judah, the line of Jacob, the line of David? This parsha begins with the expression Ilat Toldot Yaakov Yosef. The line of Jacob continues through the story of Joseph. The story of our lives is a story, ultimately, of how we transmit the line of Jacob, the story, the children, the family tree of Jacob. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elemeth Congregation for a discussion of the holidays and the parsha. Join us each week for a discussion of the parsha, how-to videos, and more. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.